Ottawa Public Health, OPH, is reporting 3 new COVID-19-related deaths in the city, bringing the local pandemic death toll to 601. The latest 3 to die due to the virus, according to OPH, were in their 50s, 60s and 70s. Here's how all of Ottawa's COVID-19 deaths break down by age group. 1 in their 20s, 1 in their 30s, 8 in their 40s, 30 in their 50s, 73 in their 60s, 113 in their 70s, 205 in their 80s, and 170 in their 90s. The health unit is reporting 24 new cases of COVID-19 in the city on Wednesday, October 13. There have been 253 new cases in the last 7 days. 7 Ottawans are currently hospitalized by the virus, 4 are in intensive care. OPH says it knows of 283 active cases of COVID-19 in the community. The number of Delta variant cases reported in Ottawa per the last 30 days continues to drop. It's now at 123. There are 8 ongoing COVID-19 outbreaks at Ottawa schools and 1 in a local daycare. OPH is also monitoring 2 community outbreaks stemming from a restaurant and a services workplace. According to OPH's vaccination dashboard, 85% of all residents over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and 89% have had at least one shot. The rate of infection among Ottawa's unvaccinated vaccine-eligible population is now 11 times higher than it is for the fully vaccinated population. The local rate of infection per 100,000 residents for those vaccinated against the virus is at 11, whereas the rate for those unvaccinated, or vaccinated with one dose under 14 days, is 125.2. The rate per 100,000 residents for those who are waiting for their second shot is 55.4. Ontario is reporting 306 cases of COVID-19 and 12 more deaths on Wednesday. It's the lowest number of daily new cases since early August. Health Minister Christine Elliott says 202 cases are in people who are not fully vaccinated or have an unknown vaccination status. Ottawa residents being tested for COVID-19 in Ottawa are seeing positive results 1.7% of the time. There have been 30,359 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Ottawa, 29,475 resolved, since March of 2020.